Okay, today's Daf Yudalid. We're on Daf Yudalid up at the top. And we'll learn today for Refuah Shleimah for Shir Yal Bas Lior Sara. Also, today's the Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family of Ilan Mishmas, Rachel Bas Yitzchak Moshe, whose yahrzeit is today, and the Shem Shav and Aliyah. Okay, so here we go. Says the Mishnah, Hashochet B'Shabbos. If somebody shechs on Shabbos, or Uyom HaKippurim, or Yom Kippur, Afal Pishem is Chayev B'Nafsho, even though the Shechita, even though Yechayev Misa for that, because Shechita is one of the Lamatas Malachos, Yechayev Misa for that, nevertheless, Shechitas O'Ksheira, your Shechita is good. Asks Tosvos, but 1 minute, if you shecht on Shabbos, you're a mumur.
Right.
So how can your Shechita be good? Right. So there are 4 answers to that question. The Rambam says very simply, you shechted it b'shogeg.
What?
You did shogeg. So the one's name is Chayav B'Nafsho.
1 second, he's a mummer b'shogeg?
No, he's not a mummer. He forgot it was Shabbos. Not a mummer. What does it mean, it's Chayav B'Nafsho? If it would be b'vizid, you'd be Chayav B'Nafsho, but you're only b'shogeg.
What? It
could
be a mummer b'teofim.
Right, that's a similar answer. Tosfos gives 2 answers. Number one, he says, it wasn't b'for Hesia.
Okay.
So if it's not b'for Hesia, you're not a mummer either. We said that was a hard answer. That's a hard answer to say because we said, for Hesia doesn't mean in public. It means either it's in public or the public knows about it. For example, Achashverosh and Esther. The one that was for Hesia. It wasn't for Hesia. It was in their bedroom.
Right.
But everyone knew about it. Everyone knows that she's the queen. So that's a hard answer to say. No one knew that he shechted it. Hard to say. Third answer Tosfos gives is, second answer by Tosfos is that the reason why it's not, the reason why the shechit is good is because this is the first time that you did an aveira like this before Hesia, on Shabbos, b'mezid. You don't have a track record yet that you're a mummer. It's the first time that I did this. Doesn't make you a mummer the first time you do something. What do you think of that answer? You have to have a track record. That guy's known as a mummer first time. So the second time, maybe, yeah. Not the first time. So the first time you ever did it, this is the case. And therefore, the shechit is good. You're not a mummer yet.
What are you saying?
Is it a
shogeg the first time?
Not a shogeg at all. It's amazing. With Asra. But yeah, there's no track record.
It's a mummer in training.
It's a mummer in training. The Ran gives a complicated Lamdasha answer that you become, you're over shechita, you're over the avira before you become a mummer. Because halachically, you're over the shechita the minute you do the shechita. You don't become a mumor until the gemar shechita. That's some lundish like distinction like that, and therefore it's good. Those are the 4 answers that I have. You have another answer. How to explain this Mishnah? I'd love to hear it. Yeah.
If you shechted for a chole, which is okay.
Yeah.
Is the Mishnah not saying that you could then use that?
That's tomorrow's. That's tomorrow's daf.
Okay, I'll come tomorrow.
Okay. Here we go. Amar Rav Huna. Remember what Rav Huna said? All these names you have to remember. Rav Huna, Darash, Chia, Barav, Mishmei Darav. The only name you need to know is Rav. Rav said, Asura ba'achila liyome. But today, you can't eat the meat. Tomorrow, you can eat it. Right? We said, even though you're Tzchayev and Afsho, the Shechita is good. It's a good Shechita. You can't eat it today. Now, why not? What? No, sir, it's not about carbon. You can't eat it today.
That's a
no, something's wrong. You get some avera. Rav said you can't eat it today.
You can't cook it.
We're going to ask that question. We'll get to everything. We read 1 line. You can't eat the meat today. Today you can't eat it. The Nazbin Chavre Lemeimar, all the Chaverim thought to say, Reb Yehuda he, that the author of this, The author of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. The author is Rabbi Yehuda, who said something, and based on that something, it can't. That's who the author of the Mishnah is. That's why Rav says you can't eat it today. What Rabbi Yehuda? We're gonna have 4 options. What Rabbi Yehuda? 2 today and 2 tomorrow. 4 options. Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda is this? What's going on? Which Rabbi Yehuda is this? Who said you can't eat it today? Tomorrow you can eat it. The shechit is good, the Mishnah said. Who said that? Rav says, by the way, you can't eat it today. You have to wait till tomorrow. So first Tosfos asks that, how could you eat this anyway? There's dam in here. You can't cook it at Shabbos. So eating raw meat with dam? So Tosfos says, yeah, You see from here, you're allowed to eat raw meat as long as the dam is in the blood. It's in the meat. Once it gets removed, or you squeeze it, then you can't. But if it's still in the dam, it's not an avera. That's one answer. That's one thing Tosfos says, first of all. Okay?
Wasn't there some halacha that...
Because you can't salt on Shabbos. You can't salt meat on Shabbos. No, that's how you get the blood out. The answer is you don't have to get it out.
If it wasn't set ready for Shabbos...
Oh, we're going to get to that. So Rabbi Huda says... The Chaverim said, Rav said, you can't eat the meat today. Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda is this? So, hi Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? By the way, look at Rashi. Look at the first, the third wide line. B'nei HaYeshiva. To B'nei HaYeshiva, Olu al Daitam, they put their minds to it. Lomar to say, the Masnisan, the Pirsha, Rav, the Asur, Bachil, Yomei, that Rav that said, you can't eat it today, Mishum, the Kasavar, Masnisan, Rabbi Yehudahi, because the Mish is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Dayek, Taima, Lekamon, we're going to explain, Rashi is a spoiler alert. Rashi is ruining the entire Gemara right now. He's going to tell you why you can't eat it today. Why not? Bigdiktani, Shabbos, Dum Yud Yom HaKippurim. Because it says over here, if you shecht it on Shabbos, or if you shecht it on Yom Kippur, you can't eat it. Can't eat it on Yom Kippur. Can't eat it on Shabbos either. That's going to be the end answer. You hear?
Yeah, because Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbos.
No. Since you can't eat it on Yom Kippur, because you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Kippur, by the way, right? You heard of that?
Yeah, yes.
So too, they're both here. If somebody shechts on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, just like on Yom Kippur, you can't eat it. So too Shabbos, you can't eat it. Yom Kippur, Alma, Asura, Ba'achilu, Yomei, Sfir, Le'latana, Demastisin. That's the author of our Mishnah.
Because
by the way,
because
the real Lunil says there was no reason for the Mishnah to say that you can't shecht on Yom Kippur. There was no reason to say that. It's totally extra. If you can't shecht on Shabbos, if you can't shecht on Yom Kippur, Shabbos is more machmir than Yom Kippur. So why did the Mishnah say it? That's why it said it. Everybody comes along, oh, you can't eat it today. Now, that's going to be the last answer tomorrow. Before we get to that, we have all these fascinating Gemaras now by Muksa and all these other things. Brira. Yeah, what do you want to say? You had a question? Hi, Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda is this? I'm Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, answer number one, Rabbi Yehuda da'achanahi, the Rabbi Yehuda of Muksa. Now, when you're walking around with an animal, you're walking around on Shabbos afternoon, you go to your barn, you look at the animals. See, I'm going to shech one today. So is that animal muksa or not muksa? Isn't it a muksa?
Yeah.
Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says like this, Mechatchid et hadluin, you're allowed to cut up cucumbers or something, lifnei ha-behema, in front of a behema, for an animal food, v'et ha-nevela lifnei ha-klavim. Or you can give nevela to a dog. You have a pet dog. You can give nevela to a dog. Now, Rashi and Tosfos both say we're talking about a nevela died on Shabbos.
What?
The nevela died on Shabbos, or somebody cut the cucumbers on Shabbos. Says the Tanakama, which is Reb Shimon, if the animal died on Shabbos, so it what? According to Shimon, it's not an issue. He says you can give it to the dog. If somebody cut cucumbers on Shabbos, you can give it to the dog. You can give it to your animal. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda says, Im lo haisa nevela me'erev Shabbos. No. If the animal didn't die before Shabbos, asura. It's not allowed. Lefi she'eno min hamuchan. Because it's not prepared. Alma, what do you see from here? Kivin delo itkan me'esmol. Since it wasn't prepared from yesterday, asura, it's mukso. Hachanami, so too over here. You come and check an animal today. What happened yesterday? What about yesterday? It's not mukhan, it's not prepared. Kivin delo itkan me'esmol. Since you didn't prepare it yesterday, asura, it's asur. An animal's mukso. So how are you shechting it today? Right? So the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, well, maybe it was, you said, tomorrow I'm going to go ahead and check the animal.
I understand this.
Yeah.
The Mukhan What does muchen mean? Make a difference anyway? You shechted.
No, because muchen means that it's set aside, prepared, set aside.
So it's set aside.
I'll give you a practical example. You have in your house. All of a sudden, one day, a Shabbos afternoon, 50 people come visit you.
Okay.
50 people come to visit you. I say, what am I going to do? You know, I have nothing to feed these people. All of a sudden, my friends, a reunion, all my friends showed up. What am I going to do with them? You know what? Sunday, we were making a birthday party for one of my kids. I have the birthday cake here in the kitchen. All right, I'll serve this birthday cake. I'll buy another cake Sunday morning. Okay. According to Behud, you're not allowed to do that. That cake is muksa. Why? Because it wasn't prepared. Right. It wasn't on your radar that you're going to use it.
Right?
It wasn't mukhan. It was muksa.
It's like any other muksa.
It's like any other muksa. No, right. Some things are inherently muksa.
Yeah.
Like money. Right? It's inherently muksa. This cake is not muksa, it's food. But I was saving it for the party. It becomes muksa, according to Behuda. So I have an animal in my barn. How is that not muksa? How is that prepared? So I shechted on Shabbos, it's muksa. I can't eat it.
Right.
That's the first answer of the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to say, well, why didn't you prepare the animal? Maybe you sat there Friday afternoon, you know what? I'm going to eat this animal tomorrow. This one I'm going to shech tomorrow. It looks fantastic. Why can't you say that? The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. But before the Gemara gets to that, the Gemara is going to ask, but Tosfos asks, that according to Reb Shimon, how can Reb Shimon say that it's not, how can Reb Shimon say that it's mucham? We have a, who's shechting the animal here? Who's shechting it? You? So what is it? Mishogi? We had four answers how you're not a mumar. So is it a bishogeg? It wasn't for hesia. It was the first time you did it. Or some lamdasha thing with the shechita coming before the mumar comes. So what's going on here? Right? So Shimon says, you can feed the animal drops dead on Shabbos, you can feed it to the dog. It was a mukhan. Or, our case, you shecht an animal. You shecht an animal on Shabbos, that's good. How is that good? So, the Gemara says, Tosfos says, like, fascinating. I'll read it just one line here. Tzorach lor mal karchach, toha bereish hamevi bebeitza muchach, techolhecha de'eno yoshev umetzape, if you're not, I'm sorry. Hacha airi, biyoshev umetzape. You're sitting and waiting. Masai yitlishu, when's this going to get cut off? One of my kids, don't keep shy, is going to come and go cut flowers, so I have some flowers. When are they going to do that? You're sitting and waiting. Maybe one of my kids is going to do the shechit on Shabbos. And someone's going to watch. And then it's not going to be a muksa problem. You hear this? It's such a difficult... The Chazanish says, I'll read you his line. He says, you have to have it in your house, a cheresh of a cotton.
Right.
Right? And they have to have expressed, maybe I'm going to do shechita tomorrow. There's no chinuch over here. What's going on here? Otherwise, how else do you get this to be muchan? Fascinating. Tells us. How else do you get this to work? Right? Okay. But we're not dealing with Reb Shimon. We're dealing with Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, problems. What's the problem? It's not muchan. Wasn't prepared. Therefore, you shechted. You're not... The shechit is good. You have to wait till after Shabbos. Right? The shechit is good. But you have to wait till after Shabbos. That's what Rav said. Rav said, you can't eat it today. Why not? It's muksa. Says to Gemara, 1 minute. Amalei Abaya. Me dummy? Can you compare the case of an animal dropping dead by itself to an animal being shechted? Hasam, when the animal drops dead by itself, right? Meikar muchan la'adam, fahashta muchan l'klavim. When it was alive, it could theoretically be used for a human being to eat. Now that it dropped dead without shechita, it's only good for dog food. Hacha, but over here, what over where? In the case of the shechita, meikar muchan la'adam, fahashta muchan la'adam. Before it was set aside for humans, and now it's set aside for humans. Before it was alive, but we're going to eat it, we're going to have a barbecue. And now it died. Now someone shechted it. So it was Shabbos. So what? Why is that a muksa problem?
Doesn't muchan imply that it's for Shabbos?
Okay, so the Gemara answers. I'll tell you the answer. What you're saying. Mi savarta behena bechel achil lamedes. One second. What's a live animal good for? Eating?
No.
No. Behema leben chayeha legadel olmedes. It's to raise flock, to raise young, to work in the field. So therefore it's muksa. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ihachi, if that's true, then behema l'Rabbi Yehuda b'yantav hechi shechtinan. How can you ever shecht an animal on yantav, which is a lot of shecht, according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's never going to be muchan. Because every animal is set aside for raising young. And then and the Ritva says, don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to shecht on yantav, because in Beitzi he holds you allowed to. So how are you allowed to?
Why? Well, he set it aside Erev Shabbos. I'm going to slaughter that one tomorrow. What's the big deal?
But there's no such thing as setting it aside because it's not dead. So Amalei, you want to give your answer? Amalei, Omedes Lachila. Well, listen, people eat meat. Even if Yehuda ate meat, right? So how did he eat meat? Because the answer is, some animals are set aside for eating. Amalo, Omedes Lachila. It's set aside, some are set aside for eating. Vomedes Lagadel. And there are some that are set aside to raise young. Nishchata, and when you shecht it, huvrara de la'achilo medes. It's revealed retroactively that this one was set aside for eating. So what's the issue? So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, you can shecht on yantif with that, with my shtick of breira. What? Lo nishchata, if it wasn't shechted, huvrara, it's revealed, it's breira means it's clear. The legadel omedes, that it was set aside for raising young. And therefore, it differed, no harm, no foul. So in order for this to make sense, Rabbi Yehuda has to hold from Breira. The Breira means retroactively applying halachic status on something. The problem is, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Breira. So what are we going to do? Now, how do you know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Breira? V'halesh lay Rabbi Yehuda Breira. He doesn't hold from Breira. So this whole answer is wrong. The whole answer was, we're talking about Muksa. Why not? If it's Muksa, it has to be Huda Shechta Yantif. Oh, because of Breira. He doesn't hold from Breira. How do you know he doesn't hold from Breira? Menalon. We're getting off on the sidetrack now.
Well, I'm saying, why do you have to hold on to Breira for?
Because if you don't hold from Breira, how would Rabbi Yehuda allow you to shecht animals on Yantif?
What?
You mean on Erev Yantif?
Yeah.
But the animal's still in a certain state. You have to retroactively apply.
No. Status. No. He's asking a decent question.
What can you say? Okay, tomorrow I'm shechting this cow. What's the problem with that?
So the she's the request to ask your question. So he answers that if you would shecht it, then maybe we would say it goes for dog food. You have to think of some answer. So he says over here, even as a behemoth on Erev Yontif, which is what you're saying, okay, you have to give some answer. It's a good, fair question. Anyway, it's a manolan. How do you know it doesn't come from Breira? Ilema d'mitetanya, from the following. There's a braisa, or maybe it's a mishnah. Halokeach yayin ibein akusim. You buy wine from the Kusim. Rashi says that, look at the Rashi here, Halakiach Yayin Mibain Ha Kusim. Rashi says, long Rashi here, Lashminan the Kusim Chashidin Alatruma. We know that the you buy from an Am Aretz, no one's choshish on Truma. Truma everyone gives. Here he says, even on Truma they didn't give. Right? The Einan Kami Aretz, Shalakiach Mayan Ain't Lafish Truma Gedola. Not like the Amaratim, where you don't have to give Truma Gedola. Why? Because that they know, we know, that Kusim don't even give Truma Gedola. The Nan, Lefi Shishalach Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, B'chol Gavul Yisrael, Rowan Jain Mafrishin, Elo Truma Gedola, B'vad, Alma, Atruma, Lo Chashidi. The Amaratim are not choshed on Truma. On Meiser, yes, not Truma. But here, even Truma is a problem. Ashmin and Hacha, the Kusim Chashidi Atruma, Kediktoni, Shnei Lugin, Shani Osu, Lahafrish, Mishnah, Zu, Kadam, Takana, Degazu, Al Yenam, Al-Yenam Nishnas. This is before Stam Yenam, before we asked the wine of a Kusi. So you go to the Kusi store, you buy wine. Now, it doesn't take off any Trumas and Maisers. Rashi says, Omer, you say, now, Rashi says, Ein lo kelim mahafrish. I don't have any kelim to put the Truma into. I don't have any kelim. So how am I going to when this is shaitzah chashecha b'lili Shabbos, shein shos lahafresh, or it's Friday afternoon, I don't have time to be mafresh. I don't have time. It's Friday afternoon. Tosfos says it doesn't make any sense because the Mishnah says that you're allowed to be mafresh to my on Banish Marshals. So what do you mean don't have time? So you have to get some other answer. Anyway, so you buy the wine, you have a wine in your big barrel now. And you have to give Truman some ice. Or maybe you say it like this. Shnei Lugin, Shani Asid Lahafrish, the 2% that I will be mafresh, Harehi Truma. That's Truma. Where is it? It's still in the barrel. It's in the bottom of the barrel. So I'll drink through the whole thing. I got to leave the bottom. Then, Asara Maisa Rishon, 10% is Maisa Rishon. It really means 10% of what's left. At Tisha Maisa Sheni, 9 now is going to be Maisa Sheni, because I already took off 10%. It's not really 9, it's not really accurate. It's not, what? It's the same thing. Same thing. I'm saying 100 Lugin, so 2% is Truma, 10% of what's left is Meiser. 10% of what's left of that, which is 9%, is Meiser Sheni. Umechal, that already you could just redeem on a coin. So now the Kedusha is on the coin. There's no more Meiser Sheni in this barrel. So what do I have in this barrel that I can't drink? 12 lug. 10 and 2. That's I can't drink. Right? 88%, 88 lug I could drink. 12 I can't. Then Umechal, you transfer the Kedusha on a coin. Feshosa Meyad, Divir Meir. You can drink it right away. Go out and enjoy yourself. Right? Okay? So Rashi says, since there's a way out of the Maaser Sheni, we don't allow you to use Brera. So you have to, we don't allow you to use Brera. Brera's have no choice. It's right before, it's a minute before Shabbos, you come up with the wine, how are we going to drink this wine? All right, we'll do Brera. What about the Maaser Sheni? You don't have to do Brera on that. Transfer the Kedusha to the money. And bring the money to Yerushalayim. Fine, very good. So what do you see from here? According to Reb Meir, use Brera. Amar Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon, Osrin. They say you can't do this. Why? We don't try to turn the page yet. Why can't you do it? Alma l'Reb Yehuda, let's lay Brera. Rashi says, Reb Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera. V'chayesh shema truma shasa. Doesn't hold from Brera. Maybe you drank truma, right? Now, by the way, even if you don't hold from Brera, according to Reb Yehuda, is the truma and the ma'aser that you did, is it chal? It's a machlokas rishonim. Right? It's a machlokas rishonim if it's chal. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Beira. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the reason Rabbi Yehuda doesn't let you do this. Hasam kidetani taima. No, the reason, he says the reason, Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lola Rabbi Meir, he told Rabbi Meir, Iyata moda shemi yibaka hanod, maybe the barrel's going to break. And if the barrel breaks, you drank Friday night, you made kiddush, you drank some wine, you had friends over, you had a lot of wine. Shabbos morning, the barrel breaks. What happened? All the truma spills on the floor. There is no truma. What happens? You drank tevel. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do this.
You drank tevel.
You drank tevel, because you never the truma is ever going to be given, because it spilled all down the drain. So, that's why Rabbi Yehuda said you can't do this. Not because he doesn't hold from Brera. He does hold from Brera. But he's choshish, the barrel will break. V'nimtza shows it tevel l'mafreya. You drank tevel l'mafreya. Amalahen. So Reb Meir said back, Likishiyi kava. So when it breaks, come ask me what to do. In other words, I'm not choshish it's going to break. Right? So what do you see from here? Nothing to do with Brera. Nothing to do with Brera.
That would be true. Let's say if you separate Truma before Shabbos, but you don't give to the Kohen, and you could say, well, during Shabbos, the thing got spoiled, so now you ate Hevel?
No, because the Truma's been separated. You just, the Kohen didn't come pick it up. That's not your job.
No, you killed me. There was no time to give the Kohen. Like 30 seconds before Shabbos start, you separated, and now during Shabbos the thing gets...
No, because you separated it. Here you didn't separate it.
Right.
It's in the same barrel.
He's doing a trick.
Here you're doing a trick. Says Reb Meir, it's not a problem, Brera. Says Reb Yehuda, I agree with you about Brera. You still can't do it because it's going to break.
Right.
So that can't be the pshat. That can't be right. So back to... Reb Yehuda is the one who said that you're not allowed, this Mishnah talking about that you can't eat it on that day because it's Muksa. But in order to tell from Muksa, he has to hold from Brera. He doesn't hold from Brera. How do you know he doesn't hold from Brera? We don't know yet how we know that. Here we have to know how we know. Ella Midatani Ayo. Some Chacham named Ayo said like this. Datani Ayo. So we know there's such a thing as an Eruv. An Eruv means you have an Eruv here, you have a city here. I can go 2,000 amas that way, 2,000 amas that way. You can't do that both directions. You can't do it east and west. So you heard there's a chacham coming to give a good shiur. So you, we don't know where he's coming from. Some said he's coming from the east. Some said he's coming from the west. Nobody knows. So he said, I'll make an Erev here, and I'll make an Erev there. So if he comes from there, I'll be there. And if he comes from there, I'll be there. Can you do that? Well, you can only have one Erev. So listen, Shabbos morning when I come to Shul, then they're going to have the story straight. Then I'll know which side it is. So then I'll be able to use Breira to retroactively determine which side my Erev really is.
Right.
Can you do that?
Depends.
So, Midatani Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, our friend Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Adam Masna al Shnei Devarim Ke'echad. You can't make two Erevs. Ella, in Bochacham LeMizrach, Eruvah LeMizrach. If the Kachacham comes from the east, you make the Erev on the eastern side. LeMayrev, Eruvah LeMayrev. Comes from the west, you make it on the western side. V'ilu L'kan L'kan Lo. But you can't make it on both sides. That you can't do. You can't have two Erevs.
When are you making this? Before Shabbos?
Yes, you can only do it before Shabbos.
He just said he doesn't know where he's coming from.
Right. You make two. And you say to yourself, on Shabbos morning, when I find out where he's coming from, that's going to be my Erev. What if there's two Chachams coming? So you know what? I'll decide. You can't do that. Right? Vavinaba, Maishna Lakan Lakan Delo. Why can't I do both? The Ain Breira. Because there's no Breira. Mizrach Umayrav Nami Ain Breira. So what's the difference if it's Mizrach Umayrav also Ain Breira? Same issue. How are you doing this? And, by the way, so V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan, answers, no. Kvar Ba'achacham, he already came. He already came before Shabbos. He already showed up. You don't know where he's from. You don't know where he is. So that's not called Breira. Either he's in the east or he's in the west. You happen to not know. When are you going to find out? When you come to Shul Shabbos morning. So when I come to Shul Shabbos morning, I'll find out. Then it's not a Breira. That's the Erev was. The Erev was. What? But it's not really, halachically, it's not considered Breira. It's considered what's called a Gili Milsa. Rashi says it's a Gili Milsa. Because you didn't know. That's not Breira. Therefore, that's why you could do one either here or there before Shabbos. The Chacham's already set. He's already. Rashi says, "Don't tell me the Chacham came because he also can't violate Erev." So where did he come from? Right. He came before Shabbos. You happen to not know that.
So
he set
before Shabbos in Erev in the first place.
No, because you know he's too far away from you.
Yeah,
he's too far away. You need an Erev to get you to that city.
Erev
Tchum.
Okay.
You need to make the Erev to get to the other city.
Okay,
where he is.
But you
didn't know where he's coming.
Already.
He came already before Shabbos. He came Friday afternoon.
There's
no telephones back then, so you didn't know where he was.
Right, but you know he's here.
So that's not Breira. That's not Breira. That's the key. It's not Breira.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you. We've done is not proved.
What?
He came before Shabbos. What we've done is not proved that Breira is a.
Why haven't talked about this Erev at all?
No,
because you live in City A.
But he doesn't.
And the Chacham came either to City B or to City C. But you can't walk from B to A because it's too far away. You have to make an Erev. You can't walk from B to C. It's too far away. You have to make an Erev.
Right.
So you make two Erevs.
Right.
Because you want to go hear him. You don't know where he's going to be.
Right. But
if he's by A, I'm going to go to A. If he's by C, I'm going to go to C. But it's Breira. On Shabbos morning, when I come to Shul and I find out where he is, then it's Breira. Retroactively, I'm saying which Erev is going to be good. The answer is no. It was good no matter what. You have to just not know which one's good yet. Because whichever one.
But it's here.
It's either A or C.
Right.
Wherever the Chacham is, that's where the Erev was. It was already decided before Shabbos, so you didn't know that yet. That's not Breira.
But what do you
That's
need
the Gemara answers.
But once he's there, what do you need an Erev for?
Because you can't get there without the Erev. That's not a question.
The Erev is there before Shabbos.
Exactly. As you wanted.
Hold a second. You're saying he was there before Shabbos.
Yeah.
So what do you need an Erev for?
Because you can't walk there without an Erev. It's too far away.
But it's before Shabbos.
No,
but you don't walk on Shabbos.
Not in your city. You're in a middle city. And there's two cities to the side of you.
You've got 2,000 hours after a city.
Right.
He's in the following city. He's not in your city.
And he announces sure where he's at.
He's here into another city 2,000 hours after your city.
You come to Shul on Shabbos. You have Rabbi Rosner's in
Erev Tchum.
Okay.
Therefore, this can't be the answer. This can't be the answer we're looking for. Because in order for the Rabbi Yehuda to be the author of our Mishnah that had to do with Muksa, he had to hold from Breira, and he doesn't. He doesn't hold from Breira. So
wasn't because either way, you could have gone to either city.
No, but you want to go where the Chacham is.
Right.
So it's already decided where he is.
But
it's already decided where the Erev is.
Both Erevs are good.
You can't have two Erevs. You're not allowed to have two Erevs.
You're not going to go two this way?
You can't do that. It's only one direction. So the answer is, before Shabbos was already decided. You happen to not know where it is. In the morning, you'll find out. That's not Breira. So there is no Breira. So the Rebbe Huda of Muksa cannot be the author of our Mishnah, because in order for him to be the author of our Mishnah, he had to hold from Bera, and he doesn't hold from Bera. Therefore, that answer is rejected. Answer number two. El Amr of Yosef, answer number two. Rebbe Huda to Kalimi. It's Rebbe Huda who holds an issue regarding Kalim on Shabbos. What's the issue? Ditnan. Kol HaKalim on Italim B'Shabbos. Any Kali that you're allowed to use on Shabbos. A mug. You're allowed to use a mug on Shabbos. You're allowed to pour coffee into a mug on Shabbos. 100%. Shivrehen Nitalin. The broken pieces can also be used. If they have a purpose for them, they can be used on Shabbos. Okay?
If on Shabbos they break.
What?
If
they break on Shabbos, right? Okay. So why it's such a wordy way to say it. Kol Kalim that can be used on Shabbos, the Shivri Kalim could also be used on Shabbos. How about this? Kol Shivri Kalim Mutar B'Shabbos. We don't want to say that, because if the Kali can't be used on Shabbos, then the Shivri Kalim also can't be used. So you have to give us an introduction. If a mug could be used, the shivri of a mug could also be used. What are you going to do with this broken mug? Obavad, she owes him ein malacha. As long as it's used for some purpose. Any purpose. Does it have to be to hold coffee? Any purpose. For example, shivri areva. So a broken areva, some kind of a... What's an areva? A
mixing bowl.
L'chasas behen pi chavis. You can use it to cover a barrel. Shivri zechuchis, a broken glass. L'chasas behen pi apach. You can use it to cover a jug. No. That's not good enough. Ubuvad shihei osin me'ein malachton. It has to be used for the same job as the whole keli is used. So if you have a broken mug, it can only be used if you have put coffee in it. Right? Or tea. Shivrei areva, so a broken areva, lotzik l'shtochon mikveh. Only if you could put a broken bowl, you could put some porridge in there. It's broken, I can still put some porridge in there. Then it's good. If not, you can't use it. Shivrei zechuchis, I can put a little oil in the broken shard. Because oil doesn't really float, right? So it's thick. If I could do that, then I could use this broken... Otherwise, to use it to cover something else? No. Can't do that. Can't do that. Why? It has to be the same malacha. Then the broken keli is not muksa. Mein malachtan in. Only if it's the same malacha, yeah. Mein malacha acheres lo. But for some different malacha, no. Then the keli became muksa because it broke. Alma, what do you see? It wasn't used for that malacha yet. It wasn't set aside for that malacha yesterday. Yesterday it was set aside only to hold coffee. Now I want to use it to cover my, to put it under my chair so that the chair doesn't wobble. I can't do that. Why? Because yesterday it wasn't set aside to use it to stop wobble chairs from wobbling. I only use it for coffee. Hachanami, here too over here. When I shechted this animal, it wasn't set aside yesterday. It wasn't set aside yesterday for Shechita, therefore it's Asur, therefore I can't eat it today. That's our Mishnah. I'm like, Abaya, what are you talking about? Me dummy, it's not comparable at all. Hasam, over there, Meikara Kli, Vahashta Shevra Kli. No, yesterday it was a Kli, and now it's a broken Kli. So to say it has to be the same Malacha, of course. Otherwise, it's a new Kali, it's broken. It's Mukta, no question about it. It's a new thing was created now on Shabbos. What's a new thing? A thing to use for to put under my chair. That's created on Shabbos. Can't use that on Shabbos. Hacha, but over here, look what Abaye says. Meikara uchla. Yesterday it was food. Ulbasof uchl. And now it's also food. Just yesterday it was alive, and today it's not alive. But it was still food yesterday. What?
How was the food alive
then? Uchla ifrithu. It was ochel. How do they translate the word ifris? Got separated from its source. Right? Ochel dufruhu. It's just, it's food. Vishma'in and Leila Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, ochel de ifris, shopper dummy. And we have another Mishnah that we were going to see, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, ochel coming out of ochel, is not a problem. Right? You hear? A slice of bread from a loaf is not a problem. Half a banana from a banana is not a problem. So what do you see? That where is he going to hold this? Complicated. This is a complicated mission now. Ditnan. Ein sochatin es haperos. You're not allowed to squeeze peros on Shabbos. Lahoti mehen mashkin. To get the juice out. Ve'im yatsu me'atzman asurin. And if they came out on their own, if they oozed out on its own, it's asur. Why is it asur? It's asur. No. No, why is it muksa? It's drinkable. Because it's it was inside the whole time. Because it's a gzeira where you're going to do it yourself. That's why. It's a gzeira where you're going to do it yourself. What's the issur of squeezing fruit on Shabbos? Complicated issur. Dosh. Complicated sugya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, 1 minute. Im la'ochlin hayotzi mehen mutter. If you were going to eat that food, right? If the peiros wanted to be eaten, if you had oranges only for orange juice, then when it oozes out on its own, it's usser. And you can't squeeze it. Says who's more makele here? 1 minute. If you're eating the oranges, eating them, and it happens to be that it's squeezed out, that's like a slice of bread from a loaf of bread. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? You can eat, you can slurp up that orange juice, no problem. Right? Why isn't it a gzeira? Maybe you're gonna squeeze it? Because you're eating it. So it's not a problem. Okay? V'imashkin ayotzin mehen, osir. V'imashkin ayotzin mehen, osir. But if it came in on its own, it's osir. Why is it osir? Because then there's a gzeira now. Because you might squeeze it and it wasn't set up for that. Right? By the way, so Rashi says over here three words, very controversial three words. He says, the Gemara says, you can't do this. Rashi says, av malachahi. It's an av malacha. What av malacha is it? It's not an av malacha. Right? It's a tolda. So what Rashi mean by that? Av malachahi, he says right here. Av malachahi, it's av malacha. What do you mean by that? Right?
It's
nolid,
actually.
What? It's an av malacha. Right? So, who is this over here? The Mepharshim here says, Tarachian. Or Rashi wrote that. Tanah Malacha. Anyway, Lavit Marallah, didn't we learn about this? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Moda Hayy Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim bezale zesim va'anavim. But Rabbi Yehuda agreed by olives and grapes. Olives and grapes, nobody squeezes olive and grape, Rashi says, even if you set it aside for eating, most people buy grapes for wine. Most people. Then. Right? Hai nami memlich alayhu. So of course he's going to squeeze them. Maybe they come to squeeze. So Yehuda agrees by Zaysim Vanavim that it is a problem. By regular, I oranges, it wasn't a problem, he said. But by Zaysim Vanavim, he said it was a problem. Okay? So that's a kasha. So 1 second. So where are we? We're like this. That Rabbi Yehuda said that mashkin that comes out is mutter to eat. So too, the animal that comes out, the animal that shechted today, is really like the mashkin that comes out of an orange that's mutter. So therefore, there's not an issue of, therefore it's not the same thing as a broken kli. And therefore, that's not an answer. Okay? So 1 second. Then the Gemara asks, Lavit Marallah, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mo Dehoi Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim, Bezei Salam Vanavim. But he agrees about olives and grapes. Alma, what do you see? Kivad L'Shchita Kaima, Yov Daite. He's thinking about it. Hachanami, Kivad L'Shchita Kaima, Yov Daite. Right? Therefore, we should make the Gzeira. So therefore, I'm sorry. It's not a kasha, it's a raya. Therefore, you're thinking about it. Therefore, it's usher. That's why the meat is usher. Usher.
That's why it's mutter, because what you're thinking about is on your mind.
Right. Therefore, v'choshish, maybe you're going to squeeze a lechachilo, which you're not allowed to do. Because you're thinking about it. Well, I can't wait for that wine. That comes to oranges and orange juice. People don't squeeze it. And even if you do squeeze it, you're really eating the oranges. When it comes to grapes, nobody eats grapes. They save it for the wine. So even if it squeezes it on its own, says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't eat it because you want what you want. You want the wine. Therefore, it's usser. Therefore, so too, when you shecht an animal today, it's usser. That's why the meat's usser. So Gemara says, 1 second. This whole...
Nobody eats grapes?
Not then. This whole... Well, the ikker was the wine. This whole Gemara started off because Rav said, you're not allowed to eat it today. Midi hutayma el l'rav. This whole Gemara was started off by Rav. Rav said, you're not allowed to eat it today. Who said that? It must be Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rav, Amar Rav, Rav said, Rav agreed, Rav held, Rabbi Yehuda held, even olives and grapes you could drink the liquid that oozed out. Why? He didn't make that chiluk by wine and by wine and oil, by grapes and olives. He didn't make that chiluk. If he didn't make that chiluk, we're back to square one, right? Therefore, if you don't make that chiluk, this is a good answer. It's a good answer. What Rabbi Yehuda are we talking about? Rabbi Yehuda by Shivrei Kalim, just like a Shivrei Kalim has to be the Ein Malacha, so too, Shivrei Kalim has to be the Ein Malacha, the mug has to be used for the same purpose, so too the animal has to be used for the same purpose, and since it wasn't used for the same purpose, right?
What was that purpose?
What? Eating.
But it was.
So one second, that's what we want to say. So since it was used for the same purpose, that's why it's us to eat today. Said Abaya, what are you talking about? It's the same purpose. Just like over here by Zaytsev Ba'anovim, it's the same thing. Yeah. Therefore, that's not a good answer. Okay. So we still haven't found an answer. What Rabbi Yehuda are we talking about? We had three options. Tomorrow we're going to get the answer. Okay? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.